Once again, a very good morning to you all.
咁咗一次，同大家讲声早晨。
Yes, I'm very happy to be here again this time.
咁今次能够再一次翻到嚟大家当中，非常之开心。
So, as some of you may know, or remember, this is my third visit, to the Liverpool Church.
咁我谂你哋当中咧，都应该有知道或者仲记得啦。今次咧，已经系我第三次嚟到探望利物浦教会啦。
I think my last visit was in September and 2024, and I left in February 2025.
咁我上一次嚟利物浦咧，應該係喺2024年嘅9月，跟住我一路留到2025年嘅2月先至離開。
So I'm very glad to see that most of you are still here.
咁當然好開心啦，見到大部分人咧都仍然喺度嘅，
And there are also some new faces.
而且仲有一啲新嘅面孔添。
And so I'm looking forward to getting to know you in the coming few months, and also to catch up, with those of you that I have met before.
咁所以我好期待咧，喺接住落嚟嘅几个月咧，可以去更多认识大家。咁亦都期待同之前已经认识嘅弟兄姊妹聚旧。
All right. So, before we begin, let us commit this time to the Lord in prayer. Let's pray.
咁我哋开始前，我哋一齐用祷告将时间咧交托俾神。
Our Heavenly Father, God Yahweh, we come before you and to give thanks for this time that you've given us.
我哋嘅天父，我哋嘅神，Yahweh，我哋嚟到你嘅面前，都向你献上感谢。
Yeah, we thank you that as the songs that we've sung, we are reminded, of your faithfulness.
我哋好感恩，藉住头先唱嘅诗歌，我哋被提醒你系信实嘅神。
Help us also, to emulate, this faithfulness of yours and that it becomes reality in our lives.
亦都帮助我哋同样可以去仿效，同埋去表达你呢种嘅信实啦，以至咧喺我哋嘅生命里面啊，你呢份信实系一个我哋常常体验嘅事实。
Yeah, we ask that at this time help us to remove all the distraction that is in our hearts and our minds.
天父，我哋喺呢一刻恳求你，真系将我哋心里面一切嘅纷扰我哋嘅事情一啲嘅重担都拎去，
That we may be able to sit under your feet and to learn from your word.
以致我哋能够真系安静嘅坐喺你面前，你嘅脚前，然后去学习你嘅话语。
And also remember those who are not feeling well this time.
我哋都特别祷告纪念当中有唔舒服嘅。
And we pray that you also be very close to them and help them to be able to just and not to be bothered by whatever discomfort or the physical weaknesses that they are going through right now.
亦都恳请你喺呢一刻帮助唔舒服嘅弟兄姊妹朋友咧，能够唔会受佢哋呢啲嘅生病啊或者唔舒服去影响。
Yeah, once again, I want to give thanks. For all this.
我哋都为到一切去献上感谢。
May all the glory be unto your name.
愿你嘅名系得着一切嘅荣耀。
Amen.
Amen。
Okay, so I think some of you may still remember that in my last visit, I mentioned that I was not sure if I could come back again.
咁我谂咧，你哋可能都仲记得啊。喺上次我喺利物浦教会嘅时候咧，我都同大家分享，我唔确定我仲会唔会有机会再翻嚟大家当中。
So, because as you know, apart from serving the church in Toronto, I was also holding a part-time job in a pharmacy store.
咁因为大家都知道啦，当时除咗喺多伦多教会服侍之外咧，我其实仲喺一个药房里面系有一份兼职嘅。
So for the past two times, I was able to come here because my workplace allowed me to take an extended leave of absence.
咁喺上兩次我之所以能夠嚟到利物浦參與呢個服侍咧，係因為我工作嘅地方咧係允許我可以攞一個比較長嘅假期。
So that was until my last visit.
咁嗰個咧就係維持直至我上一次探望大家嘅時候啦。
So at the time, then I was told that after that second visit, they would not let me take another extended leave of absence.
咁而當時咧，其實我係被告知話，從嗰時開始咧，我係唔可以再攞咁長嘅假噶啦。
However, things changed.
咁但係咧，情況又產生咗變化喎。
And my store manager changed as well.
我當時呢個店長咧就換咗人。
And I don't think that this new manager actually would make any issues with my taking another extended leave of absence.
咁我自己感覺咧，呢位新店長咧應該唔會為難我嘅，佢應該都會批准俾我再一次咧攞個比較長嘅假期。
Because I find that he always tries. He's a good guy. He always tries to be very accommodating.
因為我發現咧，佢呢位店長人真係非常之好，佢對我哋員工咧係盡量嘅通融嘅。
But I'm not here today because I was able to take another leave of absence.
但我今日之所以能夠企喺呢度咧，就唔係因為我攞到長假。
But it was because of the growing need to fulfill God's work in this part of the world and elsewhere.
而係因為咧，神喺呢一個地區同埋世界其他嘅地方嘅工作咧，有更加大嘅需要。
So since serving God and our Lord Jesus as a full-time worker has been a commitment that I made years ago.
咁因為咧，其實喺多年前咧，我已經同神許下呢個承諾，呢個諾言係想去完全委身啦，去全職服侍佢嘅。
So when the need arises and when you hear the call, then you just have to answer to the call and respond accordingly, right?
咁所以當真係有呢個需要啦，你又聽到神嘅呼召，咁當然我就應該要去回應呢個呼召啦，並且咧要有相應嘅行動。
So therefore, I have resigned from my secular job shortly before I came over here.
咁因為呢個緣故咧，其實我嚟呢度之前冇幾耐咧，我係正式辭退咗我之前嗰份工嘅。
And it was rather a sad moment, for me when I had to inform my manager about my resignation.
咁其實當我要通知我嘅經理話我要辭職嘅時候咧，對我嚟講嗰一個都係一個幾難受嘅一個時刻嚟嘅。
Because I have been with this company for 11 years.
因為我喺呢一間藥房拉嘅公司做咗已經11年咁耐。
And no one expected me to leave, and even I didn't expect it myself.
咁係冇人預料過我會辭職，就連我自己其實都冇諗過嘅，
Because I loved my job.
因為我好熱愛我嘅工作。
I'm probably one of the a few fortunate ones who can say they love what they do for a living.
咁甚至我可以話我係其中比較少數有福嘅人咧，可以話我係熱愛自己嘅職業嘅一個人。
Okay, most people say they hate their job, right?
因為大多數人都會喺度話啊，我好討厭我份工啊。
Yeah. So on that day, I remember saying to my manager, well, as they say, all good things must come to an end, right?
我仲記得咧，嗰日我就同我嘅經理咁話：常言道，天下無不散之筵席。
So my manager agreed, but then he quickly added, but another good thing is about to start for you.
咁當時我經理當然表示同意啦，但係佢即刻咧仲補充咗句話：不過對你嚟講，另一件好嘅事即將開始。
And I agreed with him.
而我非常認同佢呢句説話。
Now, indeed, another good thing is about to start, yeah, if we have eyes to see.
的確，另一件好事咧，即將要開始。不過就在乎我哋有冇呢份眼光睇得見。
And this time, yeah, this so-called good thing, that is about to start, I pray that by God's grace will never end.
咁而今次呢一件所謂嘅好事，就係呢張即將展開嘅呢件好事咧，我真係禱告靠住神嘅恩典咧，係唔會有嚟一個終結嘅。
In fact, as a Christians, every one of us here, the work that we do for the Lord, in fact, never ends.
咁其實作為一個基督徒啦，我哋為主，我哋去為神所做嘅每一件事咧，其實係唔會有一個終結嘅時候噶。
So from the day you decided to get baptized and follow Christ, you know, as your Lord, you don't stop halfway and say, oh, you want to resign or you want to retire.
咁所以自從你真係承諾要去成為一個基督徒之後咧，其實你唔會行到一半，跟住話啊，我而家要遞辭職信啊，我唔撈啦。
You cannot say that, okay, I'm gonna quit. I'm gonna go back to doing my own things now. I can do my own ways.
我哋唔應該係話，哦，我而家行咗一半之後，我覺得我要放棄啦，我而家想翻返去做我自己想做嘅嘢。
But by God's grace, actually, we ought to finish what we have started and not quit halfway.
但係其實靠住神嘅恩典咧，我哋應該係要持守到底去完成我哋已經開始咗嘅，亦都係當然係靠住佢嘅恩典。
So as I was preparing to leave my job, then the thought of how it all started, you know, came to my mind.
咁当我咧系准备离开我之前嗰份工嘅时候咧，我就谂翻起，其实呢一切系从何开始，系点样开始嘅咧？
So I don't know if I have mentioned this before, that this job that I got was in fact an answer to the prayer that I made.
我唔知以前有冇同你哋提过啦，其实我之所以得到呢份工作咧，系神应允咗一个祷告带嚟嘅结果。
So I remember asking God that if it's all right, with him, I would like to work in a field where I would be dealing with people rather than with dead objects such as computers, things like that.
咁我記得當時咧，我係求問神，如果佢願意嘅話咧，我想揾一份咧係同人打交道嘅工作，就唔係一份咧淨係同機器啊、死物打交道嘅，譬如電腦啊之類嘅工作。
And I asked for that not because I liked dealing with people,
但我咁樣祈禱咧，並唔係因為我中意同人哋打交道。
but it was precisely because I did not like human interactions.
其實啱啱相反啊，正正就因為我好唔中意要同人互動。
Some of you may remember that I really like dogs.
咁可能有啲人記得我係好中意狗嘅。
I think I can interact better with dogs than with human beings.
我係覺得我係能夠同狗溝通得更加好嘅，比起同人。
Yeah, find the dogs understand me better than human beings too.
時我甚至覺得咧，狗都好似咧，反而理解我多過其他人。
Okay, so well, I don't know how you look at your job or your study.
咁我唔知大家系点对待或者看待你嘅工作啊，或者你嘅学习咧。
But whether you love your job or you hate your job, I don't know if you ever look at your job as a training ground, to prepare yourself for God's work.
咁无论你系热爱你嘅工作，定系好讨厌你嘅工作，我唔知你有冇谂过，其实你可以将你嘅工作视为一个训练你嘅场地咧。
And to prepare yourself for the advancement of the kingdom of God and even for eternal life.
系为到神国嘅扩展啦，甚至为到你自己呢个永生啊，去预备自己。
Or did you just look at your job simply as a means for a living?
定系我哋睇我哋工作咧，都只不过系一个为咗谋生嘅手段咧。
So for me, I realized that my social skills are very weak. Partly due to my character as well as my upbringing.
咁對我嚟講咧，其實我一早就意識到我嘅社交能力咧係非常弱嘅。咁部分原因可能係我性格啦，同埋我成長嘅環境導致。
But as Christians, we know that our main task now is to win souls for Christ.
但作為基督徒咧，我哋都知道我哋而家首要嘅任務咧係為基督要贏取靈魂。
But the thing is, how are you going to do that? If you don't even want to interact with other people, or you don't know how to interact in the right way with fellow human beings.
但系如果你甚至都唔中意、唔愿意同人哋有任何互动，又或者你唔识得点样用一个正确嘅方式去同其他人相处，咁我哋又点可以去为神赢取更多嘅灵魂呢？
So I saw the need for me to be trained in this area, and God opened the way.
所以我见到我系好需要喺呢方面受训练啦，而神咧因此就为我开路啦。
Now, how much or how little you learn from your occupation really depends on your willingness to learn and to be changed.
咁其實咧，你能夠從你嘅職業當中啊學到幾多或者幾少，真係好取決於你有幾願意學習嘅，
I
同
think,
埋，sorry，同埋你有幾願意被改變嘅。
yeah, so I think every person's occupation, is especially designed for them.
其實我認為咧，每個人嘅職業咧，可以話係為佢哋度身訂造嘅。
So no matter how insignificant our job may seem, and no matter how much we long to have a different job, the work that we do now is important to God.
咁无论咧，我哋而家所做嘅工作睇嚟几咁微不足道啦，或者我哋几咁渴慕有一份唔同嘅工作，但系咧，即系神之所以容许我哋而家喺呢个位置要做我哋所做嘅工作咧，就系代表神睇嚟系好重要嘅。
And why is that? Well, it's because he has a special purpose for us to fulfill while we are there, if only we have eyes to see.
咁点解咁讲咧？因为咧，神一定系有一个特殊嘅目的，要我哋喺现阶段喺呢个环境去实现。咁但系咧，系除非我哋有眼光能够睇得见。
As you may have experienced, some of you maybe, sometimes We may have to work for a difficult or unreasonable boss, right?
咁有時可能我哋都體會過啦，我哋冇辦法要同一個好難相處、好唔講道理嘅老闆去工作。
But if we take it as a training for our good, then we can use the opportunity to learn, to cry out to God. And more often than not, you will just experience Him actually coming to your aid.
但如果我哋能夠將呢個睇為一個訓練咧，為咗我哋嘅益處，咁其實我哋係可以利用呢個咁困難嘅機會咧，學習向神呼求，而且往往你就會經歷到神點樣去嚟幫助你。
And sometimes difficulties bring out our true color.
而且好多時候咧，其實困難咧反而會令我哋顯露出我哋嘅真面目。
And if we are open enough to God and to let Him change us, we will see that our true color actually is really not that beautiful after all.
咁如果我哋愿意俾神去改变我哋，其实神会俾我哋睇到咧，哇！我哋嘅真面目其实真系唔系咁好嘅啦。
And hopefully that sort of prompts us to ask God to really change us.
咁都好希望呢样嘢咧，会去迫使我哋咧，真系求神啊，你改变我啦。
Yeah, so I used to think I was quite a nice and patient person. Maybe some of you think of me that way too. Hope.
Yes. 咁我咧曾经都以为自己咧系一个相当友善啦，又好有耐性嘅人啦。咁或者大家当中有啲人都会系咁认为嘅。
So until one day, okay, this young woman came into the store where I was working.
咁直到有一日，有一位年轻嘅女士咧就入到嚟我当时做嘅药店嗰度啦。
And at the time, I happened to be under the weather, down with a cold, and then I had to, clear the phlegm from my throat, once in a while.
咁嗰日咧就咁啱我唔舒服，就其實有啲感冒，咁咧所以時不時咧，我因為有啲痰啊嘛，咁都要咳幾聲清下啲痰。
So after she made a purchase, and I was serving her, so she made a purchase and she left the store. But also at the same time, almost immediately, I saw her coming back in.
咁嗰日就咁啱係我要去招呼呢個客人啦，咁佢俾咗錢之後，咁就離開啦。咁但系真系差唔多，即时佢又走翻入嚟我哋嘅店里面。
And she walked straight to me and immediately sort of scolded me for being rude to her when I was serving her.
咁跟住佢就一直就走到佢嚟我面前，然后就直情骂，即系闹我啦，话我咧服务佢嘅时候咧唔礼貌。
So she was wearing a mask at the time.
咁当时其实佢系戴住口罩嘅。
So she said that, well, since she was wearing a mask, I was making fun of her by making this sound of clearing my throat because I went like that. Okay.
佢就同我讲：你系咪因为我戴住个口罩，咁跟住你就成日故意喺我面前喺度咁喺度清个喉咙嚟取笑我啊？
So she continued on and on and then saying that, well, actually, every employee in this store was rude,
咁跟住佢就继续喺度一路喺度投诉啦，甚至跟住就开始投诉我哋成个店嘅店员咧，都系好冇礼貌嘅。
So I tried to explain to her that, well, I was down with a cold. See, I had this phlegm in my throat, and making fun of her was the last thing on my mind.
咁我当时就尝试去同佢解释啦，其实我系因为感冒，我喉咙有啲痰，咁其实咧要取笑你绝对系冇掠过我嘅脑海，系最后一件我会做嘅事啊。
When she heard this, I saw her expression like she was thinking and about it. So I was thinking, oh good, maybe now she can understand.
咁当我同佢咁样解释之后，我见佢好似喺度谂紧嘅样，咁我谂，唉，真系好啦，佢可能终于明白啦。
But what she said was that, well, I don't believe you.
咁但系最后佢竟然就话我唔信你。
So at that point, I think I just lost it.
咁喺嗰一刻咧，我要话俾你听，我真系忍唔到啦，失控啦。
I mean, I was really getting annoyed.
其实我真系入面好嬲啊！
And I got really impatient, and told her, well, I'm not going to talk to you anymore, I said.
咁其实我就开始有啲唔耐烦啦，咁我就同佢讲：OK，够啦，我唔想再同你讲啦。
Because I already explained everything, what else can I say, right?
因为我都已经尝试解释啦，咁你仲想我同你讲乜嘢咧？
So outwardly, I was still being polite and courteous towards her.
咁当然啦，喺外表上咧，我都仍然系保持镇定，系有礼貌嘅。
But I know in my heart, I was boiling inside.
但系好清楚知道，我嘅内心其实已经系滚到就嚟要爆啦。
So a few days later, okay, one of my coworkers told me that this woman came back and requested to speak to our manager.
咁幾日之後咧，我有個同事就同我講啦，其實嗰位女士又翻嚟，仲咧要求要見我哋嘅經理。
So, well, I know I would not be in any trouble because I already explained everything to our manager.
咁雖然其實我係好清楚，我應該唔會真係被找麻煩嘅，因為我已經將呢件事都匯報咗俾我哋經理啦，解釋俾佢聽個情況。
Now, apparently, my coworker said that this woman actually was known to most of us working in the store because of the many complaints that she made about us.
咁其實咧，後尾我從同事嗰度知道，原來咧呢一位女士咧係我哋大多數員工都非常之了解熟悉嘅，因為佢經常都有好多嘅投訴。
But this time, this woman told my coworker that actually she had been suffering from some kind of anxiety disorder.
咁但係今次我呢位同事就同我講話咧，其實呢位女士咧係患有一種嘅焦慮症。
Which actually confirms my suspicions that actually something was kind of off with her the first time I dealt with her.
咁其實咧，都印證咗我第一次同佢咁樣接觸嘅時候咧，我都有呢種嘅懷疑噶啦。
So after some time, yeah, I thought about the whole incident again.
咁過咗呢件事一段時間，我重新去回顧同埋思考呢件事啦。
And I realized that I should not have reacted the way I reacted.
咁我就意識到，其實我唔應該好似嗰一日咁樣去回應。
I should have been more compassionate towards her instead.
我其實應該對佢更加有一份同情心先啱。
And the more serious thing is that my heart attitude actually wasn't right before God.
而最緊要嘅係我內心嘅態度咧，其實喺神面前咧係唔啱嘅。
So then I was hoping, that one day, perhaps I could meet her again so I could make amends and treat her rightly.
咁所以我內心就希望啊，我會唔會有一日可以再見翻呢位女士？咁我就可以咧去彌補我嘅過錯啦，用翻啱嘅方式去對待佢。
Well, God is good. He made it happen.
咁神咧真係好良善喎，佢真係令呢件事發生咗。
And she came in again one day, after quite a while actually. So, and I wasn't 100% sure, but I sort of recognized her. But this time she wasn't wearing a mask, so I can't really, that's why I can't really say 100% that was her.
咁有一日咧，佢又嚟啦，咁我就認得佢，但系我又唔敢100% 肯定系佢啦，因为今次佢系冇戴口罩嘅。
Unfortunately, at that time, I was also having another cold.
咁 但系咧，好唔好彩嘅咧，就系嗰一日我又有另一次嘅咳嗽嘅情况出现。
And my cough, I think I coughed more. The problem at the time wasn't the runny nose or that, but it was the cough.
咁而嗰次咧，其实重点都唔系流鼻水，反而就系我咳啊。
So I remember that I coughed a few times when she was still browsing in the store.
咁我就好記得啦，當時佢仲喺個店裏面睇緊唔同嘢啦，咁我就忍唔住都咳咗好幾聲嘅。
So finally, she came to the front to make her purchase.
咁佢最後咧就真係嚟到櫃枱嗰度，即係去準備俾錢啦。
So I tried very hard not to cough in front of her, tried to, not to make any movement that would offend her.
咁我當時其實係竭盡所能咧，希望壓住唔好咳，同埋唔想做任何嘅嘢咧，會刺激到去冒犯佢啊。
So she seemed in a better mental state at the time.
嗰一日咧，我就覺得佢嘅精神狀態好似好啲。
But this time, she was quite polite, but she during the process, she said to me, but this time it's kind of with a softer voice. As
咁佢就今次都系比较轻声啦，咁但系咧，佢都仍然有啲嘢要同我讲啦，当佢嚟俾钱嘅时候。
So she said, "Well, you kept on coughing just now when I was still browsing, but you didn't do it just to make me come here to pay, right?"
咁頭先咧，我喺度一路睇緊嘢嘅時候咧，我聽到你不停喺度咳，你係咪故意要咁做咧，令我過嚟俾錢啊？
So this time I was ready.
咁今次其實我就準備好啦。
So I assured her and reassured her that that was not the case at all.
咁我就 向佢保證啦，又再一次向佢強調保證，絕對唔係你諗咁樣噶。
Yeah, so I said, well, I was having this cough, you know, I've been sick.
咁 我都
Yeah.
只能夠解釋就係、是，我、哦、其實已經咳一段時間啦，我唔舒服啦。
And this time she was okay with it, and she left the store without any incident.
咁佢今次咧又冇事啦，佢都能夠咧比較冷靜啊，平安無事咁又離開咗我哋嘅店啦。
So my heart was thinking, well, it's either she's taking her medication, you know, for her anxiety problem, or God is at work here.
咁所以我當時都諗啦，一係咧就係佢終於食翻藥啦，以至可以幫到佢穩定啲情緒啦。如果唔係咧，真係係神自己嘅工作咯。
So you can see that experiencing difficult time or dealing with difficult people is not always a bad thing.
咁所以你睇到啦，有時我哋要去經歷一啲好困難，或者咧特別同一啲好難相處嘅人打交道咧，唔一定係一件壞事嚟嘅。
Provided you are willing, you know, to let God refine you to become a person fit for his use.
只要你係願意讓神咧熬煉你，令到你咧能夠成為一個合佢使用嘅器皿。
Another thing we need to remember is that as Christians, our life is no longer our own.
而且我哋仲要記得另一樣好重要嘅事，就係咧，作為基督徒，其實我哋嘅生命已經唔再係屬於我哋自己嘅。
And the life we now live is supposed to reflect the glory of God. And we cannot reflect His glory unless our life is being refined and pruned by God.
而我哋而家活出嘅生命咧，應該要彰顯神嘅榮耀。但系我哋嘅生命如果唔经过神嘅熬炼、炼净同埋修剪，咁又点去彰显佢嘅荣耀呢？
So only then can we become good witnesses to the non-believers around us.
其实唯有咁样咧，我哋先能够成为周围仲未信主嘅朋友嘅美好嘅见证。
Now, the Apostle Peter also reminded us about this in 1 Peter 2:12.
咁使徒彼得咧喺彼得前书嘅2:12亦都有咁提醒我哋。
So it says that keep your behavior excellent among the Gentiles. So that in the thing in which they slander you as evildoers, they may, because of your good deeds, as they observe them, glorify God in the day of visitation.
彼得前书2:12，你们在外邦人中，应当品行端正，叫那些毁谤你们是作恶的，因看见你们的好行为，便在鉴察的日子归荣耀给神。
Yeah, so the word Gentile in this verse refers to the non-believers.
咁喺呢节经文里面咧，外邦人指嘅系非信徒。
Now, why do we have to keep our conduct excellent among them?
咁點解我哋喺呢啲非信徒中間啊，要保持品行端正咧？
Well, it's because they're observing us, looking for excuses to reject the gospel.
係因為其實佢哋喺度觀察緊我哋，喺度尋找緊能夠拒絕福音嘅一啲藉口。
So, if we are going to witness to them, then we must live the kind of life that will win them over.
所以如果我哋真系想向佢哋作见证咧，咁我哋就必须活出一种能够赢得佢哋生命嘅嗰种质素出嚟。
So, if our life is not much different from theirs, or perhaps even worse than theirs, then do you think they would be attracted to the gospel?
咁如果我哋嘅生命啊，同佢哋根本就冇乜分别嘅，甚至比佢哋更加糟糕，咁你认为佢哋会被福音去吸引吗？
No, right?
咁当然唔会啦。
Yeah. In fact, we're giving them reasons or excuses to reject the gospel instead.
事實係啊，我哋反而俾咗對方拒絕福音嘅理由同埋藉口。
So then, wherever you are, be it at work, in school, or even at home, you know, if you are a follower of the Lord Jesus,
咁所以咧，無論你喺邊度，無論喺工作裏面、喺學校裏面，甚至喺屋企裏面啊，如果你真係一個主耶穌嘅跟從者嘅話，
So, if you're a follower of the Lord Jesus, then you are, in a way, an advertisement for the gospel, you know, to the people around you.
咁你其实喺某程度上咧，就已经系喺你周围嘅人当中一个好似活生生嘅招牌啦，个广告，去俾人睇到一个跟随耶稣人应该系点。
And by your life, you either attract them to the gospel or you stumble them.
而透过你嘅生命咧，你一系就能够吸引人嚟到去归向福音，如果唔系，可能你就系会绊倒佢哋。
So now, seeing how important it is for us as Christians to show forth the kind of life that glorifies God, then we need to learn to grow spiritually.
咁當我哋睇到原來作為基督徒咧，係要活出一個榮耀神嘅生命係咁重要嘅時候，咁我哋就必須學習點樣喺屬靈上去成長啦。
So we need to learn to become spiritually mature men and women of God.
我哋要成為屬靈上係成熟嘅屬於神嘅兒女。
But spiritual growth is not an instant thing, right? It takes time, it's a process.
咁但係你都知道，屬靈生命嘅成長咧，唔係一下子就完成嘅，佢係需要一個時間階段，一個過程。
So, unlike physical growth, like our body growing, we grow in the body still grows individually apart from one another.
咁就同我哋呢個肉身嘅生命、身體成長咧有少少唔同嘅喎、哦。咁其實我哋嘅身體唔同部分都會去獨立繼續去成長嘅。
Spiritual growth is not like physical growth. Spiritual growth is dependent on your participation in the body of Christ.
但係屬靈嘅成長係好唔同嘅，佢係取決於你能唔能夠咧去參與喺呢個基督嘅身體裡面。
Yeah, the church, you know, as the body of Christ, your growth is dependent on your participation in the church as a functional member of the body of Christ.
咁其實咧，呢、这個基督嘅身體係指到教會啦。咁所以如果你要成長咧，其實好在乎你係咪喺呢個身體裡面啊，呢、这個教會裡面係一個能夠去運作嘅一個基督徒咧。
So in other words, you cannot be a lone ranger Christian.
咁換句話講咧，你係唔可以做一個獨行俠咁樣嘅一個基督徒噶。
You cannot be just a, you know, a one in a Christian and then you expect to grow spiritually.
所以你唔可以以為啊，我都係基督徒啊，但係我唔需要去即係同人一齊，我都可以自己獨自一人就成長嘅。
Because when you choose to be on your own, you will not be able to survive spiritually.
因為當你選擇去做一個獨行俠嘅時候，其實喺屬靈生命上咧，你係冇辦法去存活嘅。
So as a church, yeah, we also know that we are called to be the light of the world and to lead people out of the darkness.
咁作為教會，我哋係被召要成為世上嘅光，我哋要引領人咧走出黑暗。
So as Christians, we are also to show forth the glory of God in this world.
咁而作為基督徒咧，我哋亦都被呼召要喺呢個世界上面去彰顯神嘅榮耀。
But the problem is, when you look around today, do you see the church shining like a beacon in this world?
咁個問題係，當我哋環顧今日嘅世界啊，你見唔見到教會真係好似一個燈塔一樣，能夠去照亮其他人呢？
Is the church making an impact, you know, in this world today?
今日嘅教會係咪能夠喺世界嗰度產生一個影響力呢？
More often than not, what we hear is more of discouraging news rather than encouraging ones.
好可惜嘅係，我哋聽到嘅往往更多係一啲令人沮喪嘅消息，而唔係一啲鼓舞嘅消息。
More often than not, we see the church that is plagued with worldly ideas and practices.
好多時候，我哋反而見到現今嘅教會咧，已經被世俗嘅觀念啦，同埋一啲嘅做法已經去入侵咗啦。
The church cannot shine because her light has been dimmed or worse, put out by all kind of sin that have entered and thrived in the church.
教會之所以冇辦法發光咧，係因為佢嘅光唔單止係暗淡咗，更加可惜、更加糟糕嘅係，佢哋甚至已經被各種入侵咗喺教會入面，滋生呢啲嘅罪啦，去熄滅咗佢哋嘅光。
So the church as a whole has failed to be the witness of the gospel.
咁所以教會整體而言咧，其實係未能為福音作好嘅見證。
So the church has not kept her conduct excellent among the Gentiles, contrary to what the Apostle Peter had hoped for.
教會並冇做到能夠好似使徒彼得所希望咁樣，我哋喺外邦人中咧保持品行端正。
So now you can imagine if the body is weak or sick, what happens to the members of the body?
咁大家都可以想象下啦，如果一個身體啊好虛弱，係有病嘅。 咁身體嘅唔同其他嘅部分啊，又會係一個點嘅情況呢？
Well, they will be weak too, right?
咁佢哋當然都會同樣變得好虛弱啦。
So spiritually speaking, it's the same thing.
咁所以其實屬靈嘅層面呢，道理都一樣嘅。
So if the church's spiritual well-being is not healthy, then her members' spiritual well-being is not healthy either.
所以如果一個教會啊，佢整體嘅屬靈健康狀況唔好，其實入面嘅成員咧，佢哋嘅屬靈狀況咧都唔會好噶。
For example, why do we lose temper so easily?
咁舉個例啦，點解我哋咁容易就發脾氣咧？
Why do we complain about every little things?
點解我哋成日對每件小事都好容易就抱怨呢？
Now, do they not show that we are simply weak spiritually?
咁唔通呢个唔表明我哋喺属灵上仍然系好软弱咩？
And that we just don't have the power, to overcome our flesh.
其实我哋都仲未有呢份能力去胜过我哋呢个肉体。
Or another thing is like, why do we let sexual immorality come into the church?
咁又或者系有啲情况下，点解连呢啲喺性方面喺淫乱嘅罪都会进入咗教会里面呢？
I mean, just because it is what people in the world normally do, so do we also say, well, it is permissible in the church?
咁系咪仅仅因为呢啲都系世人觉得好再平常不过嘅事情，咁所以我哋而家就会觉得，教会里面有呢事情都冇乜奇怪啫。
If that is so, then does it not show that the church actually has been influenced by the world instead of the other way around, where it's how it's supposed to be?
咁如果系咁嘅话，岂唔系表明咗教会其实已经系被世界去影响咗，而唔系反过嚟由教会去影响呢个世界咧？
So now I think we have better understanding as to why the church no longer shines ever so brightly in this world.
所以我谂而家大家都可能开始明白，点解教会咧唔再能够咧喺呢个世界上面咧好耀眼咁样去发光。
So then, if we want to be strong spiritually, then what do we do?
咁所以如果我哋真系想喺属灵上咧系刚强嘅，咁我哋应该点样做先啱咧？
Then that means that we also have to make sure that our church, or at least the church that we belong to, our local church, is also strong spiritually.
咁我哋就必须要确保啦，我哋所属嘅教会啊，即系起码我哋而家所参与嘅呢一个身体里面我哋嘅属灵咧系刚强嘅。
So how do we do it? Where do we begin?
咁我哋应该点做咧？从何开始咧？
Well, God willing, in the coming months or so, I will be going through the letter of Paul to the Church of Corinth with you.
咁神愿意嘅话咧，喺接住落嚟嘅几个月嘅时间里面咧，我会同大家一齐去学习保罗写俾哥林多教会嘅书信。
So we will be studying the book of 1 Corinthians.
咁我哋会一齐去研读哥林多前书。
Now, this letter is written by Paul to the church in Corinth.
咁呢封信咧，系使徒保罗写俾哥林多教会嘅。
Now, how does studying this book help the situation in our church today?
咁究竟研读呢本书又点样帮助我哋今日教会所处嘅环境咧？
Well, for one thing, if you get a chance to read this letter,
咁其中一方面咧，就系如果你有机会去读下呢封书信咧。
you will realize that the church in Corinth was facing all kinds of problems.
咁你就会发现啊，当时哥林多教会正面对林林种种嘅问题。
So Paul wrote this letter to them to give guidance, teaching, and encouragement.
所以保罗咧写咗呢封书信咧，系要俾佢哋一啲嘅指引啦、教导同埋鼓励嘅。
Now, the book of 1 Corinthians is roughly divided into five main parts and then ended with a final greeting.
咁哥林多前书大致可以分为咧有五个主要嘅部分，并且咧最后系有一个嘅问候咁嚟结束。
And the five sections correspond to the five problems that Paul addresses.
而呢五个部分咧就系对应保罗当时要处理嘅五个问题。
Now, in each section, Paul describes a problem And he responds to it with some part of the gospel story.
咁喺每一个部分咧，保罗首先描述一个问题啦，然后咧佢就系喺福音嘅信息里面咧，用某一个部分嚟回应。
So in this way, actually, he's trying to show that the church members were not actually living out what they said they believed.
咁其实通过呢种方式咧，保罗系表明俾教会睇到啊，其实当时教会嘅成员，佢哋实际上并冇活出佢哋所宣称嘅信仰。
So this pattern, of a problem followed by solution, problem followed by gospel solution, it shows us how Paul is teaching the Corinthians to think as Christians.
咁而保罗所用嘅呢一种问题，然后咧一个用福音嚟解决嘅方案呢种咁嘅模式咧，其实系向我哋展示咗保罗系点样教导哥林多教会要以基督徒应有嘅思维方式咧去面对呢啲问题。
And hopefully, we can see that following Jesus means that it's to develop our spiritual discernment and seeing every aspect of life and relationship through the eyes of the gospel.
所以咧，希望透過咁樣啦，我哋睇到跟隨耶穌咧，其實都意味住我哋要培養出我哋呢份屬靈嘅分辨力，並且透過福音嘅角度一視角咧，去看待我哋嘅生活啦、我哋嘅人際關係啊呢等等。
Now, another reason why this book is relevant to our situation today is because of the nature of the city of Corinth and the experience of Christians who lived there.
咁另一個原因，點解哥林多前書同我哋今日所處嘅一個處境係特別相似咧？就係、是、基於多林，sorry，係基於咧哥林多呢個城市佢本身嘅一啲特質啦，同埋當時住喺哥林多入面嘅基督徒佢哋經歷。
So as you can see from the map here, Corinth was a city located in the southern part of modern Greece.
嗱，正如呢個地圖顯示啦，哥林多咧其實係一個位於現代希臘南部嘅城市。
The city was prosperous,
咁呢個城市咧都好繁華嘅，
and it was also located in a strategic trade route in the region.
而且佢當時係位於咧嗰個地區一個戰略性嘅貿易路線上面。
It's so strategic so that in that traffic, going in every direction was made to go through the city.
之所以話佢係好有戰略性咧，就係因為啊，所有嘅唔同方向嘅交通都必須經過呢個城市。
And as a result, it increased the opportunity for wealth.
亦都因为咁样咧，增加咗呢个城市致富嘅机会。
Now, when it came to the religious belief, the people there generally believed in many gods.
咁嚟到宗教信仰方面咧，当时嗰个城市嘅人咧，普遍都系信奉多神嘅。
Now, they did not see any contradictions, or difficulty in worshipping more than one God.
而佢哋咧，认为敬拜唔止一位神，系冇任何矛盾或者有咩困难嘅。
In fact, the general mindset of the first century Corinthians then was the more God, the better.
而事實係咧，一世紀嘅哥林多人啊，普遍嘅思維都係覺得，哇，神越多越好。
So I think this kind of mindset is still present in our present age as well.
咁我認為其實呢種嘅思維模式咧，喺我哋現今所處嘅世代，其實都仍然存在嘅。
Most of us come from Chinese culture. I think some of you are quite familiar with this because the culture includes the worshipping of many gods.
咁其實我哋在座中啊，都有大部分人係嚟自一個有中國文化背景啦。咁我諗對我哋唔陌生啊。我哋好多即係個傳統裏面咧，都係其實敬拜好多嘅鬼好多嘅神啊神明。
And another thing that stands out about the church in Corinth is the experience of the Christians there.
咁另一樣嘢係哥林多教會好突出嘅一點咧，就係、是、當時佢哋基督徒嘅經歷。
Now, the church in Corinth appears to have existed apart from any kind of suffering or persecution.
哥林多教会咧，似乎冇遭受过任何形式嘅苦难或者逼迫，
At least it was not anything obvious.
最少唔系好明显。
And it was really a big contrast to the other churches that Paul had founded and written to.
咁呢个同保罗咧，佢所建立并且去写信俾其他地方嘅教会，形成一个好鲜明嘅对比。
Far from suffering for the gospel, the Christians there seem to be doing quite well. They have plenty of food and money, they have social acceptance.
咁係哥倫多教會嘅基督徒，先唔好話冇乜為到福音要受苦啦，反過嚟咧都活得相當唔錯嘅，食物又充足啦，錢財有餘，甚至咧喺社會被接納嘅程度亦都好高。
So, what could be the reason, that they seem to have escaped, much persecution while the other churches at that same time were facing suffering?
佢哋似乎咧可以脱離咗當時其他教會所面臨嘅好多逼迫，呢個原因究竟係乜嘢咧？
As we go through the letter, we can see that one possibility could be that the Corinthian church was a compromising church.
當我哋去透過讀哥林多前書呢封信嘅時候咧，能夠睇到一種可能性，就係哥林多教會係一個妥協嘅教會。
The Corinthians Christians wanted to follow Christ, but at the same time, they also wished to have a foot or at least maybe a few toes, in the world.
咁哥林多教会嘅基督徒咧，一方面好想跟从耶稣基督，但系同时咧，佢哋又想一脚踏两船，或者咧最少有几只脚趾可以踏喺另一条船嗰度。
So as we go through the letter, then we can see time and again that the Corinthians try to accommodate the culture on the one hand.
咁當然頭先講到嘅，即係幾隻腳趾踏喺另一條船，就講到世界嗰方面啦。咁當我哋讀呢封信嘅時候咧，我哋就會睇到啦，哥林多人一方面咧試圖要適應當地嘅文化啦。
So they want to accommodate the culture on the one hand. On the other hand, they also wanted to worship God.
但另一方面咧，佢哋又尋求要去敬拜神喎。
And we also see that sometimes the compromise is not intentional.
咁但我哋都睇到，有時佢哋嘅妥協咧，都未必係完全係故意嘅。
Why? Because they have simply absorbed more of the culture around them rather than the truth of the cross of Christ.
點解我咁講咧？因為咧，你會見到佢哋其實係吸收咗更多當時周圍嘅文化，而唔係耶穌基督十字架嘅真理。
So they act or conduct themselves in ways contrary to biblical teaching, not because they intentionally aim to do that, but because their minds actually have been shaped more by Corinth's values rather than by the cross of Christ.
咁佢哋當時嘅行為啊、舉止，點解會同聖經有時背道而馳咧？係因為未必一定係佢哋故意咁做啦，而係因為佢思想啊，更多咁被哥林多嗰個城市嘅價值觀啊，而唔係基督徒應該有嘅十字架去即係影響咗。
Yeah, so hopefully by now we can see the relevance from 1 Corinthians to the church today.
咁希望咧嚟到呢度，大家都会睇到哥林多前书点解同我哋现今教会咧系非常有关嘅。
As we live in a place and time where perhaps the greatest threat that we are facing is to compromise with the world around us.
系因为咧，我哋而家正系活喺一个时代同埋一个环境咧，可能面临教会最大嘅威胁啊，系我哋会同周围世界嘅价值观去妥协。
So sometimes we compromise intentionally because we want to be accepted or approved by our society.
有時我哋之所以妥協，可能係有意嘅，係故意嘅，因為我哋好想被社會去接納，被人哋去認可。
And other times it's unintentionally because our minds have not been renewed by God's word.
咁但係有時咧，又係出於無意嘅，係因為咧，我哋心意都仲未係俾神嘅話語不斷去更新。
So the Apostle Paul also reminded us of this importance of the renewing of our mind in Romans 12, verse 2.
咁所以使徒保罗咧喺罗马书12:2就要提醒我哋心意更新嘅重要性。
He says that, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect.
罗马书12:2，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。叫你们察验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
So we have been warned not to conform to the world.
我哋已经被警告，千祈唔好去效法呢个世界。
We have been warned that we are not to adapt to the world's value system.
我哋已经被提醒警告，唔好去尝试去适应呢个世界嘅价值体系。
Now, I don't know if you have heard of the analogy of the frog in boiling water.
咁我唔知道大家有冇听过呢个
Okay.
温水煮青蛙嘅一个比喻咧？
Yeah, so James knows.
啊，咁啊，James 已经岌头
Okay,
啦。
Okay. Yeah, so there is this fascinating 19th century science experiment.
咁有一个好有趣嘅19世纪嘅一个科学实验。
Now, as the story goes, researchers found that when they put a frog in a pan of boiling water, the frog just quickly jumped out.
咁据说咧，研究人员发现啦，当你将一只青蛙放入一锅滚水里面咧，咁个青蛙就会即刻跳出嚟啦。
Now, on the other hand, when they put a frog in cold water and put the water to boil ever so slowly, over time, the frog did not jump out.
咁另一方面咧，如果你将只青蛙放喺一盆冷水里面，然后慢慢咁加温，将水咧一路加热，直到去沸腾，咁嗰只青蛙系唔会跳出嚟嘅。
It just boiled to death.
咁最后嗰只青蛙就被煮死咗啦。
So what is the point here then? The point here is that the change in temperature is so gradual, the frog doesn't realize it's boiling to death.
咁呢个重点系乜嘢咧？就係咧，原來嗰個温度嘅上升，因為係咁緩慢咧，到個地步，嗰只青蛙根本都冇意識到自己其實已經慢慢慢慢咁被準備煮死咗啦。
So, what does this analogy show us?
咁呢個比喻究竟話俾佢聽啲咩咧？
Now, it is trying to illustrate the concept of gradual change and human ability to adapt or become complacent in the face of slowly deteriorating circumstances.
咁其實咧，佢係話俾我哋聽啊，原來咧依個變化，如果係好似好唔明顯啦，係慢慢一步一步嘅時候咧，加埋我哋人類係有呢個好強嘅適應能力啦，咁喺一個好緩慢，但係其實係惡化緊嘅環境當中啊，因為我哋有呢份能力去適應，甚至變得自滿嘅時候咧，其實最終帶一個好可怕嘅結果。
It is very easy for us to miss small changes that build up over time until it's too late.
我哋好容易咧，会忽略咗嗰啲随住时间累积嘅微小嘅变化，直到咧为时已晚。
And that is how sin in this world operates.
而呢个正正咧就系罪点样喺呢个世界入面运行嘅一个方法。
It is human nature to learn to adapt. To the things around us, and sometimes it is to our disadvantage.
我哋之所以能够去适应周围嘅人事物，话呢个环境嘅变迁，其实系人类嘅本性。不过咧，有时候呢一个反而系对我哋不利。
And sin creeps into our life in small measures at a time.
因为罪咧系一点一滴悄悄咁样进入我哋嘅生命里面。
And if we're not spiritually alert,
咁如果我哋属灵上系唔警醒嘅话咧？
if our mind has not been renewed by the power of the Holy Spirit,
如果我哋嘅心思意念并冇藉住圣灵嘅大能去被更新改变嘅话咧，
we may still think that we are spiritually great, we're spiritually okay.
我哋仲可能以为自己属灵系非常之好。
Just like that frog, you know, who doesn't realize that its life is in great danger.
就好似嗰只青蛙咁，其实佢冇意识到佢根本系属灵生命已经系危乎啦。
And that is exactly what the enemy wants us to think so that the enemy can catch us off guard.
而呢个正正就系敌人希望我哋以为嘅，以致咧敌人可以趁我哋冇留神嘅时候就可以将我哋抢过嚟。
Yeah, so by God's grace, it is my hope that through this study on 1 Corinthians, we will be able to see, the dangers of compromise.
咁靠住神嘅恩典啦，我都好渴慕透过嚟紧我哋对哥林多前书嘅学习。啊！我哋能够清楚睇到去妥协带嚟嘅危险。
And we will be able to see how to overcome these challenges.
而我哋都可以睇到我哋点样能够去克服呢一啲嘅挑战。
As you know, Easter or Resurrection Sunday is coming upon us.
咁大家都知道啦，好快就会系复活节临到啦。
Yeah, we pray that the power, of the cross, the what took place, on that yeah, on that day will be manifested in our lives.
咁我都好祈求啦，即系十字架嘅大能，就系当日发生喺呢个十字架上嘅嗰种嘅能力咧，都能够喺我哋生命里面去彰显出嚟。
That we can experience that power of changing or transforming our mind, you know, to be more like Christ.
我哋可以经历到咧呢一份十架嘅大能系点样去改变更新我哋嘅心思意念同埋我哋嘅生命。
All right, let us close in prayer.
咁我哋而家用祷告嚟结束。
Our Heavenly Father, God Yahweh, we yeah, once again come before you.
我哋亲爱嘅天父，也为神，我哋嚟到你嘅面前。
Yeah, we truly ask for yeah, your mercy, yeah, for your church.
我哋真系去恳求你，你去怜悯教会。
Yeah, more often than not, we have caused you great grief, yeah, rather than joy.
好多时候，我哋系为神你带嚟忧伤，而唔系应该有嘅喜乐。
But you continue to be yeah, loving and patient towards us.
但你却系继续嘅向我哋施展你嘅慈爱同埋忍耐。
Yeah, longing for us to return to you.
渴望我哋能够回转去你身边。
We pray that you continue to help us, yeah, to take hold of that, yeah, to grasp that, that hope, yeah, in you.
我哋恳请你，即系帮助我哋继续去真系捉紧我哋喺你里面所有嘅盼望。
Yeah, that you continue to, yeah, just work in our hearts, yeah, that we may, yeah, that your word may soften our hearts.
我哋恳请你嘅话语继续喺我哋心里面动工，去软化我哋嘅心。
And once again, we give thanks for your word today.
我哋再一次去感谢你今日赐俾我哋你嘅话语。
Yeah, may all the glory be done to your name only.
愿一切嘅荣耀都系归俾你嘅名。
Amen.